USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators are continuing to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising that Democrats will not supply quorum for the votes needed to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, saying that the confirmation process was not legitimate. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is refusing to give up hope when it comes to passing a new stimulus package.
We're asking for some targeted areas of assistance that would help this recovery. It is a V-shaped recovery, but there are key areas that could help. One, let's add on to unemployment assistance. The president's executive order is not going to go forever.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. Talks are continuing between Democrats and the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, ends today. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News. Rioters in Portland Sunday night toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. The rampage in a portion of downtown also saw criminals smash windows at Portland State University's police office, the Oregon Historical Society, and a number of other businesses. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
He's still not talking about court packing. Surrogates for former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential campaign aren't giving any answers about expanding the Supreme Court.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has been asked about expanding the Supreme Court several times in recent weeks without giving a definitive answer. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond is the co-chair of the Biden campaign and tells ABC's This Week that the question about court packing is really just a distraction.
That's a better question for me. I'm in Congress. It would take legislation from the United States Congress and the United States Senate to do it. But I think that Joe Biden and Senator Harris are very clear that it is a distraction. We should not be talking about a hypothetical court packing once this nominee is confirmed. When we're talking about packing, we're talking about all the judges that he is packing on the court right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hyundai is extending the recall of its Kona electric vehicle over the threat of battery fires. The South Korean automaker extending the recall to cover more than 50,000 vehicles in North America, Europe, China, and other markets. Hyundai, in a statement saying today, it will begin contacting U.S. owners of the compact electric-powered SUVs. Last week, Hyundai announced a recall in South Korea because of possible faulty manufacturing of the Kona EV's high-voltage battery cells, which could pose a fire risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.